From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. General Stanley McChrystal is no longer head of operations in the Afghanistan war.
Indeed, it saddens me to lose the service of a soldier who I've come to respect and admire. But the reasons that led me to this decision are the same principles that have supported the strength of our military and our nation since the founding.
President Obama removed McChrystal as head of the Central Command after McChrystal and his aides criticized the administration in a magazine interview. President Obama says McChrystal's actions erode trust and show conduct unbecoming an officer. The Army has reversed the decision to punish three officers for their role in one of the deadliest U.S. force attacks that U.S. forces have been involved with in Afghanistan since the war began. NPR's Rachel Martin has more.
The firefight occurred in the village of Wanat near the Pakistan border back in 2008. U.S. forces were attacked by roughly 200 insurgents. When it was all over, nine American soldiers were dead and 27 wounded. An investigation that concluded in January of this year triggered letters of reprimand for three officers who were said to have made critical operational mistakes. The soldiers refuted the charges and showed evidence in their defense. After reviewing that evidence, the Army general assigned to punish the soldiers reversed his decision and cleared the officers of any wrongdoing. Families of the soldiers who died in the Wanat attack were briefed on the investigation findings. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Lawmakers are nearing a final deal on new financial regulations. House and Senate negotiators have been working for weeks on a bill that can pass both chambers. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
In general, Democrats have argued for stricter regulations on financial markets and banks, and Republicans have tried to blunt those proposed rules. Democrats also want to tax banks to help the government aid citizens with failing mortgages, a proposal Texas Republican Jeb Hensarling opposes.
Free money has always been popular for those who receive it, less popular for those who have to pay it.
And Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings supports.
I'm tired of the little people being stepped on, being told that they did something wrong when they simply fell into a difficult situation.
Lawmakers are trying to reach a final deal this week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Federal Reserve remains cautious on economic recovery. It's keeping short-term interest rates historically low for the foreseeable future. Policymakers noted the debt crisis in Europe and the oil crisis in the Gulf as posing possible threats to the U.S. economic recovery. U.S. stocks closed mixed today following an up-and-down session in reaction to bad news about the housing market. The Dow edged up 4 points to close at 10,298. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 7 points to close at 2254. This is NPR News. The Pentagon will unveil its Showcase Medical Center tomorrow to treat troops with traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. But as NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports, the Pentagon program that oversees the new center is in disarray.
They call the new building the National Intrepid Center of Excellence. It's in Bethesda, Maryland. The idea is around 500 troops a year will go there when they have nagging symptoms from brain injuries. The staff will use cutting-edge technologies to diagnose them and prescribe a plan of treatment. Meanwhile, there's trouble behind the scenes. More than 2 years ago, the Pentagon announced with fanfare that a commander named Lori Sutton would lead the fight against traumatic brain injuries. And since then, General Sutton has been the most visible face of this campaign. But privately, commanders have attacked Sutton as a weak leader. The program for treating TBIs now isn't much better than it was before she came. 2 days ago, General Sutton said she's resigning, so she won't go to the celebration tomorrow as planned. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
The United States is applauding Cuba's release of a human rights activist held for 11 months on charges of buying cement on the black market. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says Darcy Ferrer should not have been made to wait so long for trial. Ferrer was convicted of the charges, then released on time served. Crowley says Ferrer was a political prisoner held for a common offense that usually goes unpunished. Spanish media reports say a train that ran into a group of people near a station in Barcelona was an express train and was not supposed to stop. The train hit a group of mostly young people who were crossing the tracks after getting off of another train. 12 of the pedestrians were killed, 17 others were injured. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.